On the night of May 12, 1945, during World War II, a soldier lay half dead inside a trench in a pool of his own blood. He had lost both his right hand and his right eye, among numerous other injuries. Not to mention, his entire squad around him was also either already dead or dying as well. But as the shouts and footsteps of dozens of enemy soldiers quickly approached the severely wounded man's position, although an overwhelming majority of people in his shoes would have just been completely paralyzed by the pain and given up, this man simply refused to. In his mind, he wasn't just some ordinary soldier, he was a Gurkha, and he was about to show them what exactly a Gurkha could do. Welcome back, guys. My name is Andy Jang, and this is Hidden Stories. Towards the end of April 1945, a 27-year-old Gurkha rifleman named Lakiman Gurung set off with his unit, the 8th Gurkha Rifles, to intercept a retreating force of Japanese soldiers in the town of Tongdol, Burma. Now, at the time, many parts of Burma were still firmly under Japanese occupation, since the country as a whole was located in an extremely strategically beneficial area. Over the past couple of years, Britain and Japan had been relentlessly and continuously fighting over Burmese territory, with countless casualties on both sides. Despite this horrific bloodshed, however, both armies refused to give up and were desperately trying to hold on to their positioning. In some especially critical regions, every single small inch of territory was viciously fought over. As a result, when that group of Japanese soldiers were finally trying to retreat back to the town of Tongdol, Lakiman Gurung and the 8th Gurkha Rifles were immediately sent out to eliminate them once and for all, before they could reunite with reinforcements. On that fateful night, May 12, 1945, Lakiman and the two other Gurkhas in his unit were tasked with digging and manning a lookout trench at the very front of his platoon. But although everyone had just kind of assumed that they'd be able to easily surround and overwhelm what they saw to be this sparse group of completely demoralized and exhausted Japanese soldiers, they had no way of anticipating what was in store for them. At around 1:20 a.m. that night, Lakiman was sleeping when he was suddenly jolted awake by one of his two comrades who was on lookout. This rifleman frantically informed him that the Japanese soldiers had launched a massive surprise attack on them and that he needed to get up now or they were all dead. Turns out, although Lakiman and the 8th Gurkha Rifles had anticipated them surrounding the retreating Japanese soldiers, they had severely underestimated the size of the enemy army, and suddenly, they were now the ones being surrounded by more than 200 enemy combatants. Since their trench was the very first line of defense against the Japanese soldiers before they would reach the rest of the 8th Gurkha Rifles, who would be even more caught off guard and completely outnumbered, Lakiman and his comrades knew that they needed to try and take out as many of the enemy as they could to protect their fellow Gurkhas and to minimize the number of casualties in their entire unit. A Japanese victory at that point would have been a huge setback for the British, a setback that they just couldn't afford. So Lakiman and his comrades mentally prepared themselves for a brutal fight until the very end. But as they each began to reach for their bolt-action rifles, a live grenade suddenly landed into their trench right next to them. It was a split-second decision. Without hesitation, Lakiman immediately lunged towards the grenade, grabbed it, and flung it back out towards the Japanese. He had no idea how long the fuse had already been lit for, whether the grenade would have exploded in his own hand and killed him instantly. But still, even though he could have taken the relatively safer path of just diving out of the way, Lakiman chose to put his life on the line for his comrades. And extremely luckily, he just managed to send the grenade flying away before it exploded, very close to them, but not actually hurting any of them. However, before any of the three Gurkhas could even process what had just happened, a second grenade suddenly landed inside the trench. Once again, Lakiman bravely pounced on it and was just able to throw it out before it exploded. But when a third grenade then landed into the trench, his luck finally ran out. Just as the grenade was leaving Lakiman's fingers, it ignited right next to his hand. The explosion was devastating, since it had happened so close to Lakiman, it immediately blew off his right hand, shattered his arm, nearly took off the right side of his face, and also sent deadly shrapnel flying into his body and his legs. Even his comrades, who weren't nearly as close to the explosion as he was, were either severely wounded or instantly killed on the spot. As Lakiman lay there on the ground, missing an eye and a hand, shell-shocked and in unimaginable pain, a pool of his own blood started forming underneath him, pouring out of his numerous wounds. But although anyone else in his position just wouldn't have been able to even move, much less drag themselves up and just keep on fighting, Lakiman Gurung wasn't just anyone. Still, to this very day, the Gurkha riflemen from Nepal are widely regarded as one of the most dangerous elite groups of warriors around the world. Although Gurkhas are often extremely humble and kind in general, in battle, they are widely feared and respected for their shocking viciousness and unwavering courage. They've been described as being even more deadly than American Navy SEALs and are near legendary status in terms of their feats and accomplishments. All of which is to say that Gurkhas don't give up easily, if ever. Although Lachiman was in absolutely no state to keep on fighting, somehow he managed to muster up the unimaginable strength to sit up and grab his kukri knife, the signature weapon of the Gurkhas. Barely even fully conscious by this point, he jammed the knife point first into the ground in front of him, before roaring into the darkness, "No one will pass here today. Now come and fight a Gurkha." As Japanese soldier after Japanese soldier approached him, Lachiman methodically and precisely shot each of them, one by one, using his bolt-action rifle, even while only having one hand and one eye. Since he was only 4 feet 11 inches, he cleverly used his size to his advantage, laying down in the trench where no one could see him, and then popping out and quickly gunning down enemies whenever they got too close, before they could even react. With the other two Gurkhas in his trench either already dead or dying, Lachiman knew that it was on him to take on the incoming Japanese army and to prevent them from massacring his entire unit. As such, despite experiencing excruciating levels of pain and not even being able to see or just think properly, Lachiman just grit his teeth and forced himself to just keep on fighting for one more minute, and then another, continuing to drop enemy soldier after enemy soldier. For 4 entire hours, Lachiman stayed at his position inside his trench and did this, a one-man army. He would later say, "I had to fight because there was no other way. I felt I was going to die anyways, so I might as well have died standing on my feet. All I knew was that I had to go on and hold them back." By the time the battle was finally over and the Japanese were forced to retreat to regroup, out of the 87 enemy soldiers dead on the ground, 31 of them lay in front of Lachiman alone. The other riflemen in his unit were so inspired by his spirit and his courage that although they were still completely surrounded and outnumbered by Japanese forces for the next 3 days, they were able to hold off and defeat every single attack that the Japanese tried launching at them. As a result, against all odds, a good number of the 8th Gurkha rifles were able to make it back to friendly territory with their lives. But had Lachiman not severely weakened the first Japanese surprise attack, it was very likely that the entirety of his unit would have been completely overwhelmed and killed, and their territory would have been lost. Miraculously, despite his horrific wounds, Lachiman Gurung himself actually ended up surviving as well. Despite having lost both an eye and an arm, however, incredibly, he refused to be sent back home and insisted that he be allowed to continue fighting with his unit. As a result, even though World War II officially came to an end in September of that year, Lachiman continued serving with the Gurkhas for 2 more years before finally retiring in 1947. After the war, he was awarded Britain's rarest and most prestigious decoration, the Victoria Cross, for his actions in Tongdong. Even in old age, Lachiman never lost his fighting spirit and resilience. In 2008, when Gurkha soldiers were told that they weren't allowed to live in Britain, even though they had fought and risked their lives under Britain and helped them win the war, Lachiman, who was 91 at the time, dragged himself all the way to the British High Court, covered in his medals, and demanded that the law be repealed. In the end, his protest was successful. Lachiman Gurung passed away at the age of 92 in 2010. With that being said, I hope you found today's story interesting. If you did, please share this episode with friends who might enjoy it as well. Comment your thoughts and leave a rating. It really does go a long way and it helps make this entire thing possible. To read the Hidden Stories program disclaimer, ethics policy, and verification and licensing terms, go to human-content.com/hiddenstories. That's human-content.com/hiddenstories. I'll see you guys soon. Human content.